We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Happy day before Friday. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Good morning to you, Brian.
Hey, y'all.
Wow.
I don't know.
Strong.
It came from my heart, man. What am I supposed to do about it?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
She's back, kind of, on the microphone, but she's live in Vegas, fresh off the Billboard red carpet. Such a trooper right there. What time were you up till, Chelsea?
I want to say about 1:30.
How you doing? Vegas, that's like Vegas 9 p.m., though.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, but it wasn't even like I was partying Vegas. Damn. It was just work.
Yeah, Chelsea was saying she grabbed an Uber to go to the studios in Vegas, and then people were legit just barely coming out of clubs. Like,
Oh, yeah. Like, girls with, like, hands, like, heels in their hands, walking, makeup smeared everywhere, and I'm like, oh, great.
That's how you know you're there for reasons that aren't partying. You're witnessing the walk of shame making even more obnoxious people. I remember I was leaving a hotel casino one time early, and this girl was stuck on, like, every elevator floor on a Sunday morning.
Oh,
like,
shoot.
Yeah, like 18 floors every time it opened, and, like, kids and families were getting on, and they're like, stay away from the floozy, everybody.
Yes. Oh, jeez. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. You can call or text us at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Yo, weirdest thing happened to me yesterday. And by the way, we're unpackaging the Billboard Music Awards all this morning, especially Joe Jonas getting married in Vegas yesterday. We're going to package that, but weird thing happened to me yesterday. It's way more important than Billboard Music Awards. Not. But I leave the station, right? And I go to the bank. I pull out a loan to go get gas. And I go to the gas station, right? And I'm there, and a dude rolls up. And he's like, yo, man, can I have some money? Just asking for some money. He's not trying to, like, steal money or anything. He's just like, yo, can I have some money?
Did he throw you, like, a reason? Or was just like, hey, if you got any extra,
I could be making an assumption, but he appeared to be homeless.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm like, you know what, man? Sorry, I got plastic. Sorry, man. He's like, no problem. My man pulls out an iPhone.
No, he didn't. Stop.
With a square attached to it. You ever seen that little white square attached to the iPhone?
I can't.
Yeah, like to swipe your card?
Like he's selling merch at a festival?
Yes!
Yeah, bro, like you're a merchant, bro? What's going on? You know, at least pull up to me like that if you're selling like oranges or flowers. You feel me? But you're just asking for money. I was like, man, I give you props. I appreciate that. But I'm good, man. And I was like, by the way, where does that even go? Like, what is that attached to? You know what I'm saying? He's like, oh, man, it's just my GoFundMe page.
Like,
why did you start it for? It's not just because I need money.
Yeah, GoFundMe. Like, he's living that definition. You're going to fund
That's
me.
That's crazy.
Isn't that wild, y'all?
Wow.
I got to be honest. I kind of respect it so much
that he called the cash bluff
that I would do it. I'd be like, yo, man.
Brian, I get you. Out of respect, and be like, yo, you called me out on the whole cash situation. Because he probably gets that all the time. Yeah. Sorry, man, I only got plastic. So he's like, let me find a solution to that problem. It's hurting my income. Right? Let me make an investment and get this square situation and solve that issue from now on, right? But at the same time, where's my information going to go?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not trusting that either.
That's a thing where the bank doesn't even refund you. You're like, next day you're cleaned out completely. And like, what happened here? I'm like, well, this homeless dude pulled out a square reader at the... They're like, that's on you, man. We're not insure that nonsense.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
FYI, I was caught up in some crazy traffic coming in this morning west on the 10 freeway. It started up right around, like, downtown L.A., and there's a huge, terrible collision right around the 10 freeway and Washington exit westbound here in Mid-City area. So just be aware of that, man. If you're going westbound on the 10, it's going to be crazy, especially if you're going trying to get to Santa Monica.
Yeah, at 5:30, settle down, traffic.
Come on, man.
Well, just FYI on that.
Extra.
All right, we're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Chelsea's live from Vegas.
What up,
girl?
Hello.
She's got some good stories from the red carpet at the Billboard, so hang tight for that. We'll get to it in a sec. But right about now, what do you think of this vengeance right here, Chels? This woman ended up calling 911 to get back at her man because he cheated on her. Brian, break it down, bro. This is hilarious. It's
coming out of Millbrook, Alabama. Mm.
Good old South.
33-year-old Amber Lewis was pretty convinced that her husband was cheating on her. So mm-hmm. what she did is she knew that her husband had drugs in the house.
Oh, shoot.
So, and mind the way, she has no proof he was cheating. She just thinks he was cheating.
It's that sixth sense.
It's the gut, man. Right? You got to trust the gut.
Guys, we don't trust the gut here because, one, she was wrong, and two, she also went to jail.
But was she?
She called the police to report a burglar in the house when it was her husband because she knew the police would show up and find drugs in the house. Now, the police show up. They see his car in the driveway. They find him in the house.
Just chilling.
Just kicking it, watching TV, doing his thing. And they go, well, you're not a burglar. And then they start fighting on the front deck. And they realize that, yo, she faked a crime to get us to come arrest him for some reason. So they arrest her for falsely reporting a robbery.
Oh, no. Backfire.
Yeah.
Whoops, damn, he done.
Then they smell the distinct odor of marijuana and find marijuana hidden in the house. So they end up taking both these idiots to jail.
Damn, he does.
Well, at least now she knows that homeboy's not going to be cheating.
I mean, I don't know. It seems like double jeopardy. It seems like once you get arrested for cheating that you didn't do, can't you just do it for free now? Don't you got one on the house?
For facts, man. Facts on facts on facts. Or at least with a female.
I feel like you got credit.
Yeah,
cheating fantastic. Credit.
Yeah, so definitely, if you're trying to get revenge, don't do that one.
Yeah, don't commit a crime just to bust your buddy, your boyfriend cheating.
Not a good look.
Not a good look whatsoever. Listen, familia, tomorrow we're throwing a huge Cinco de Mayo fiesta. You are all welcome. It's absolutely free. Doors open but right before 6 a.m. So come on through. Everybody's invited. First come, first serve. But we have 4 VIP passes right now, which includes unlimited access to the buffet. You may say, that sounds cool. But Edgar, what's in the buffet? I'm glad you asked. Let's break it down real quick. We got an omelet bar. We got some waffles. We got some man noodle. Brian's going to try it for the very first time tomorrow. Chelsea, have you ever tried man noodle before?
No, what is it?
Are you down to try it without us telling you what it is?
We're not allowed to know what it is
yet. Wait, really? Brian, you don't know at all?
No
You've
clue.
Googled it.
It's a band.
Ricky Martin. Chelsea's like, I'm down. We have tamales, enchiladas, fajitas, carnitas, seafood, Mexican sweet bread, and churros available to y'all.
I think seafood is my favorite.
Seafood at 6 in the morning. Absolutely.
Just seafood. It came from the ocean. What kind? Don't worry about it.
877-971-HITS is the number to call if you want to win these VIP passes. Right about now, let's go to our phone lines. We got Trisha from Diamond Bar. Good morning.
Good morning.
Trisha, what are you going to ditch tomorrow to come party with us?
Work.
Yes.
It sounds like you want to ditch work right now.
No kidding.
Yes, definitely.
You know what? Meet us there.
Where do you work?
She's like, love the responses when we ask, like, where do you work? And they're like, easy now.
They definitely don't want to tell.
Listen, I'm not excited about my workplace, but I ain't trying to get fired.
Yeah, exactly. I'd like to come back.
Right, I'm not pointing at the fence a day before.
Trisha, what are you most excited about grubbing with us? We're going to have menudo, tamales, enchiladas, fajitas, carnitas, Mexican sweet bread, churros. It sounds like I'm selling food at a mercado, straight up at the swap meet.
Yeah, it does. Seafood.
Okay.
See, I told you, dude. It's such a wide genre.
Yeah. Some oysters at 6 a.m. with some ceviche.
Yum.
There you go.
You'll get the next day off, too.
Trisha, we're super stoked to hang out with you and whoever else you'd like to bring. Thank you so much for listening to us.
Oh, thank you, guys. Love you guys.
It's going to be a good time. Thank you for the love. Our good friend and comedian Alfred Robles is going to be rolling through. We're also going to have Ariana Grande concert tickets that we're going to be giving out there for the people that are showing up at Guadalajara Grill in Baldwin Park. Everybody's invited. Doors open before 6 a.m. Producer Brad, do we know exactly what time doors open?
It's
going to
be
6
a.m.
At
6.
Really? Right at 6? All right, fantastic.
I mean, I don't think they open generally until 9, so 6 for them is like, man.
Listen, man, there's a lot of Latinos that listen to us, and we like to be on late Tino time. So doors open at 4 in the morning. All right, let's just put it that way. Chelsea, what's coming up next in your report?
The Billboard Music Awards went down last night. We have a lot to talk about. A surprise wedding happened, there's a ton of controversy surrounding Taylor Swift's performance. So we're going to break all that down coming up next in the Chelsea Report at 6:50.
Thank you, Chelsea.
The Chelsea Report.
In case you didn't know, the Billboard Music Awards were last night. Drake was a big winner. He took home 12 trophies. He actually broke the record for the most BBMAs, most BBMA wins of all time, bringing his all-time total to 27.
Jeez.
Wow. That dude.
Get it, bro.
I want to thank my mom for, you know, all the times you drove me to piano when I didn't want to take piano, to basketball and hockey. That clearly didn't work out. all the times you drove me to Degrassi. You know, no matter how long it took me to figure out what I wanted to do, you were always there to give me a ride. And now we're on one hell of a ride. So thank you. I appreciate it.
That's dope. Chelsea, is what does that make you feel like? When a dude thinks of her, his mom like that, is that like endearing to you?
Oh yeah, it's right? So sweet. Absolutely. Drake thinking his mom's such a moment. I think everyone like collectively in the audience was like, "Aw."
Yeah, facts. When his days around the corner.
Do you think? Do you think his mom was like 27 trophies and you finally thank me now? All right. Okay.
Facts.
Taylor opened the show last night. Very colorful performance of Me with Brendan Urie. But a little bit of controversy with this. People on Twitter are saying Taylor actually copied Beyonce's Coachella performance because she had a marching band and just kind of like how Beyonce started her performance. She's on bleachers and she has the band surrounding her. Very much what Taylor did. They're calling it Mayochella. And I saw...
For those of you that don't know why, it's because Taylor Swift is white.
White people!
Mayo.
Yeah. I just saw someone say that she gentrified Beyonce's Coachella performance.
Oh, jeez. I legit saw hashtag Mayochella trending on Twitter this morning. I'm like, what's up? Like, Best Foods is killing it right now. What's going on?
I mean, I thought she did good. I was really impressed. It was cool being in the audience. There's so much going on. Yeah. But I definitely see the similarities. But
well, and listen, Taylor Swift is not the first, and neither is Beyonce, of using a marching band.
Exactly, yeah.
But I think if you're on Taylor Swift's team, and coming off of Beyonce's recent amazing Netflix documentary Homecoming, that just dropped of Homecoming, you might say, hey, let's just stay away from anything that looks like a drum line for this time.
Right, absolutely. Right.
Also, Beyonce's song and her performance just had so much teeth to it, and it was just so like iconic. And I gotta be honest, like that song is pretty corny. Awesome or Me or whatever. It's just pretty corny, and it seemed like she was trying to be edgy with a corny song. That's just how it looked to me, and I saw the photos and I was like, man, it just didn't. It just kind of seemed like she should have picked something else.
Yeah. Other big winners last night, Cardi B. She took home 6 of her 21 nominations.
Damn, only 6 out of 21, huh?
Yeah. I though live for her acceptance speeches.
Well, Maroon 5 ain't here, but I am. I remember when Maroon 5 hit me up to do this song. I was like, bro, I'm 5 months pregnant. I can't even breathe. But this record to me was so amazing. I was like, oh, this is going to be a hit. And now I send this song to my daughter because she's the girl that I need.
Hey. Wow. Does she do the Panani is undefeated part to it, or does she leave that in?
She does the radio edit where you don't say that word. Yeah.
What? We say that word.
He meant panini, like, you know, the sandwiches.
Yeah, of course.
The sandwiches.
Press sandwiches are dope.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw BTS's performance last night. It was crazy. I mean, it was funny. I was sitting in, because I was in the audience, and I was sitting amongst the BTS fans. Oh, I literally still have, like, ringing in my ears, because they were screaming so loud. They're just so passionate. They performed. They also won Best Duo Group last night. I actually talked to Khalid on the carpet, and he kind of teased that there might be a BTS Khalid collab coming up here in the future. BTS, do you see yourself? Like, have you guys had conversations about working together?
There's definitely been conversations. Ooh, okay. I would love to. It's all about finding that perfect song. Every time I see them, it's nothing but love. It's hugs and everything. I love them so much, and I'm just so happy for their success. So even if it didn't work out, I would still be a fan.
Yo, good inside scoop right there, Chelsea, on the red carpet. Appreciate that.
I love Khalid. I feel like the list, though, of people that want to work with BTS right now is just, like, insane, you know?
Do you think that BTS is, like, catching on to the gimmick now?
Oh, for sure.
They're like, oh, yeah, we'll collab with everybody. Why don't you collab with us? We'll make a song.
Oh, for sure.
All the presenters that would go up, it had nothing to do with BTS. They're like, yeah, BTS.
Shout out.
Exactly. I know.
Hit me with those retweets.
Yo, that's the best thing is seeing, like, today who's posting, like, their pictures with them. You know what I mean? It's so good. Lastly, just big congrats to Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner because they got married last night by an Elvis impersonator in Vegas. So there you go. It was a, it's been a good weekend, a good week for them.
I think Joe's just tired that every time they're presented, I'm like, yeah, so the other two brothers, how are you and your wives and almost wife?
Yeah,
and he's like, you know what? That's it. I'm getting married tonight and we all have wives now, you know? So definitely. Congratulations to them.
So many more interviews and highlights from last night's BB Maze to share with you guys throughout the show today. So stay tuned. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea. Great info from the red carpet. Appreciate you being out there in Vegas. Coming up next, we also sent our street teamers, Joel and Danwell, our amp hype bros, and we gave them three challenges to accomplish in Vegas for the Billboard Music Awards. One, to crowd surf over BTS fans. We're not trying to go viral, just we really wanted that to happen. Number two, to become groomsmen at a random couple's wedding. Was it Joe Jonas's wedding? We'll find out next. Also, to sing Old Town Road while on a gondola ride in the Venetian Hotel. We'll catch up with them from Vegas coming up next. And it already got off to a rough start. One, they missed their flight yesterday. Ended up in Oakland instead of Vegas. And we just grabbed this audio from their stories at Amp Hype Bros. Listen to this.
We ain't playing, man. It's 6:28. We just got back to the hotel room.
That's right.
This is real stuff right here at the moment with Carlita. Carlita.
I'm dead.
And we're not playing around right now. Look at the time.
I just threw up.
The best.
That was Danwell. So he just yacked. So we'll catch up with these guys. There is a punishment if they didn't accomplish two out of three challenges. Coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Chelsea is live from Vegas as she was covering the Billboard Music Awards, along with our two street promo dudes, the Amp Hype Bros, Danwell and Joel. We sent them out there with three different challenges they had to complete, or else if they didn't complete two out of three, we were going to revoke their return flight. We thought it was going to be a punishment, and they're like, yo, we get to stay out of Vegas.
Bro, I can't stop laughing at these two right now because we're on, you know, like a live streaming video, and these two dudes are drinking. They have a bottle of tequila in their hand. They're wearing glitter jackets, no shirts from what I can tell, gold chains. I don't think they ever want to come home.
All right, Chelsea, can you just describe what they smell like at this moment?
Okay, literally the whole studio right now smells like tequila. they poured me a tequila and are making me drink it. They have chains. They have writing. There's like some writing smeared on their chests. They have sunglasses on.
Such a disaster.
Dan has a fat lip. Something happened. I go, what happened to your lip? He goes, I go, what happened to your lip? Is it swollen? He's like, I have no idea. So it's definitely, it's very exciting in here right now.
You know they're drunk because they haven't made one noise. And when they're sober, they're making noise. What? Are you guys there? Hello?
We made it.
All right, let's try to unpackage this. Hang in there, guys. Thank you, Chelsea, for that description.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Amp Hype Bros, before we get into the challenges, whether you completed them or not, how the hell did you guys miss your flight at LAX to go to Vegas? Danwell,
yes.
You work at TSA, bro.
I know.
How
I know,
do you, bro. How does that happen?
Listen, I texted my supervisor from TSA, and I told her, I said, I need help. And she literally came over to find me in line to help me.
Oh, line? What's his line stuff? Because in the studio, you were talking a big game about,
I know.
We just rolled through, man. I got a badge, dog.
That's what I thought. I thought I could just, like, seriously, just roll right through.
Guys, and by the way,
I couldn't.
Datwell just said, seriously. Because my man has a busted lip.
Oh, I do.
And he just said, seriously. All right. So you guys end up in Oakland somehow.
Yes.
And then you end up in Vegas.
We went to Oakland first, right?
We went to Oakland first. And then we went to Hype Up. The airport in Oakland.
We almost missed the flight to Oakland, though.
Yeah, we almost did, too.
Joel couldn't respond right away because he was sipping out of a red cup at this moment. All right, let's get to the challenges. Three challenges for you guys. You guys finally get to Vegas. You had a crowd surf over BTS fans. Second challenge, become groomsmen at a random couple's wedding. You know how they have the little chapel weddings.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, sing Old Town Road while on a gondola at the Venetian Hotel. By the way, you can see all these challenges on video already on our Instagram at 97.1AmpRadio. You are going to die laughing. It's absolutely amazing. So first, crowd surf over BTS. Do you guys think you accomplished that?
I think we did, right?
I think we did. We aced it.
We have some audio of this.
BTS! 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 BTS!
I just want to say, you guys actually failed.
We failed.
Whoa.
Guys, Joel, you were in a sitting position and you were just getting carried by BTS Army.
I gained weight.
Crowd surfing, bro.
I gained weight.
Crowd surfing, you on your back and literally surfing over them, bro. You just got carried around, bro.
I was drinking too much the first day I landed.
By the way, which was yesterday, bro. Well, you make it sound like it was like a month ago. Right. So that's a fail.
Right.
So you got to be able to complete next two challenges or else you guys won't get a ticket in return, right?
Oh my God.
I don't think they can survive another day here in Vegas.
Become groomsmen at a random couple's wedding. These are challenges we gave to our amp hype bros. Let's listen to some audio. You guys rolled up outside a chapel to this beautiful couple. They're all dressed up getting ready to get married. And then you guys dropped to your knees to plead to allow you to be groomsmen.
There's a couple here.
There's a couple right here. Hey,
yo.
Guys,
can we be in your wedding, please?
Please,
no. Please, I'm begging you.
We want to be your groomsmen.
Come on, please. Look at us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to be in the wedding. Let's go, guys. Let's go get married.
We did it.
And this is the best, guys. This is video, and you'll see it up on answering at 97.1AmpRadio. They're each holding the rings, about to walk down the aisle when Elvis shows up and starts giving them instructions on what to do.
When Elvis begin to sing, you start walking down the aisle together, okay? Then you're going to stand over here, and you, sir, on the other side.
Thank you.
Okay?
While they're wearing no shirts and a gold glittery jacket, chains, and dark glasses.
The best part of this challenge is in 35, 40 years, when people are looking at these folks' wedding photos, and like, who the hell are the glitter jacket guys?
The glitter jacket bros. And last but not least, so you accomplished that one, the last one, we'll wrap up with this. You had to sing Old Town Road while on a gondola ride at the Venetian Hotel.
For LA, let's go, for LA. Yeah, I'm gonna ride my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm on a ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back. Had his magic black.
Hey, can't nobody tell me nothing.
You can't tell me nothing. They're pulling at the gondola ride guy that's driving them, you know? You guys did accomplish that. Congratulations.
Yes,
we did it.
Good job, guys.
Yes. My favorite part of that video, you can see on Instagram at 97.1AmpRadio. They're at the end, they're going, thank you, everybody, thank you. And they're the only ones clapping for themselves.
Also, you got to watch the video because right out the gates, they're like, let's do it for LA. And another gondola driver's like, shh.
By the way, shout out to Carla from our video team that was able to shoot all this from the crazy amp hype bros. Coming up next, we're going to talk about their epic fail at the red carpet. And one huge amp artist just in the middle of the interview just took off on them.
It was so
weird. Stay tuned.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio may be banned from the Billboard Music Awards red carpet from now on. Not because Chelsea was there, because Chelsea's a pro. She does an amazing job, and she's there covering it for Billboard and for us, and she's live from Vegas right now, but it's because of our street promo dudes that we sent out The Amp Hype Bros.
Which, that's what makes it extra impressive if we get banned from the red carpet for the BBMAs for life, because Chelsea is on the show and works for Billboard, and they're still going to ban us.
Just like, not me, though.
We got someone on the inside, and we still can't.
All right, let's try to unpackage this whole situation. They went out there to do a couple of missions, be groomsmen for a random couple's wedding in Vegas, crowd surf over BTS fans. Check it out. It's on our Instagram, at 971AmpRadio. This morning, they show up late to the studio in Vegas, Joel and Danuel. Danuel has a busted lip. He has no idea how he got a busted lip. They got out of the club at 5:30 this morning. I'm looking at them right now via FaceTime. They have a gold glittery suits on with no shirt and fake gold chains from the 99-cent store.
That's real.
And there's a bunch of Sharpies smeared all over their chest. A couple of things real quick, and getting back to the red carpet. I think we're not going to be asked before. Come back. First of all, how did you guys get a cooler on the red carpet to take shots of tequila with amp artists?
So this is what we did. So we're going into the security, and we told the security, we're going to give you guys all shots. Don't tell your boss. So we gave them all shots, and that's how we went.
We snuck in.
We snuck in with security. With a little mini bar that we had, high bar.
We were late, though. Mm-hmm.
You guys were late. So it all started off wrong. So you guys were late to the red carpet. Why were you late?
Okay. The truth, me and Daniel were just drinking. That's the truth. We kept on drinking in the room.
We called the person that we're supposed to contact, right? And we were like, oh, our car broke down, right?
Yeah.
No, we were drinking.
You were drinking.
Well, the funny thing for me was, I looked over, so I'm standing, the very beginning of the carpet, and I look over, and, Becky G is walking on the carpet, and there's all this commotion, there's, pictures being taken, and then I, all of a sudden my eyes veer to this other, to two little suits, they're sneaking around the corner, literally had this cooler, and they're just, peering around, and, very apprehensive, I can tell they're definitely, sneaking over. So I, get down, oh my, hey guys, I waved to them to come over, and they, won't come over. Because they're clearly sneaking, and then I walk over to them, and they just smell like booze. I mean, I'm like, what have you guys been drinking?
We brought the bar.
Yeah. No. You brought a bar. That's the most impressive thing. You got to go to the Amp Radio Instagram right now and look at the stories, because it wasn't. You guys are holding up a sign saying "Hype Bar, take a shot with us," and you had we're not talking like a covert cooler, like a little bag. No. You had an open top on wheels cooler.
Yes, we did.
Hard liquor.
We had everything there.
You guys arrived late. That's already not a good start. And they legit told you, the organizer said, hey, man, you guys do this again, you're not invited back, right?
Yes.
So you're on the red carpet, and then one of you spills alcohol.
That was Joel.
On a famous person?
He did.
I spilled it, and she got mad at me. Literally got mad at me. She was like, what did you just do? I don't know, I'm drunk.
Who did you spill it on?
It was Amanda Seals.
Amanda Seals.
Wow.
And did she say? Was she asking for napkins or help?
Yeah. She was asking for a napkin. I felt really bad, so I offered her my shirt.
Yeah.
She's like, no. Keep your shirt on, bro.
And here come her publicist with a napkin. Here it is.
These guys are crazy. All right. So, and then you get Diplo to come through.
Yes.
The red carpet of the Billboard Music Awards. And we have the video up on stories at 97.1 Amp Radio Instagram. Mm-hmm. And Diplo's already, he's down for whatever, man. I mean, the guy's crazy. He's dressed up as a cowboy. Diplo couldn't hang with you guys.
He couldn't at all.
Ditched you in the middle of the interview.
He dipped out. It wasn't really an interview. We were trying to sing Old Town Road.
All right, let's listen to the audio. Here it is, and then you can explain what happened. All right, here it is.
Diplo, come on.
Hey, Diplo.
Amp Radio.
Yes.
What Amp Radio?
Hey, okay, ready? Hey.
Diplo, can we ask you some questions?
Real quick, I gotta go.
Okay, here we go. Can we sing Old Town Road with you?
Right there, Dip's like, yeah, real quick. I gotta go somewhere. Yeah, go.
Quickly, the car.
I'm gonna
take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
So right when Diplo said it, hey, he literally went, I'm out.
Hey,
that's so true.
Listen to the way these guys wrap up that interview.
There you go, Diplo. Thank you.
The most valuable but shortest interview in the history of red carpet radio.
Can I say something, guys?
Absolutely,
after Diplo left, we were like, we did it, guys. We did it. We got Diplo. We did it.
We accomplished it.
We accomplished it.
Chelsea, you've been an absolute pro of red carpets. From one, a scale 1 to 10, how would you grade the Amp Hype Bros?
Take a shot, Chelsea.
Mean, here's the thing. They got Diplo. They got artists, you know?
Yes,
mean, I'd give them a solid 8.5.
There you go.
I would. I think I'm very impressed by you guys.
And last but not least, Danwell, who has a busted lip. You guys don't know how he got it, but Joe Wow, what's your theory as to why Danwell, your partner, has a busted lip in Vegas right now?
All right. So, you know, I was at a bar yesterday. I was doing Tootsie Talk like at 5 a.m.
Okay.
And then, like, he just disappeared. So my theory is he went to go kiss a girl.
Ooh, and there's a herpes outbreak.
Yep.
That was happening?
He left for a while.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, we'll leave it on that note. 97.1 Amp Radio. Old Town Road.
God help us.
And the Amp Hype Bros.
The Chelsea Report.
Dímelo, Chelsea.
What up?
What's up, homie? There you go.
Yeah, so Drake did break some records last night at the BBMAs. Like you said, won 12 awards. But what has gone viral about him, his win, was his acceptance speech where he shouted out Game of Thrones character Arya Stark.
I always had a dream of doing a double album, and I finally did it, so now I'll never do it again. and hey, shout out to Arya Stark for putting in that work last week. Hey.
So I don't want to split for those who haven't seen it, but it was definitely a sexual reference right there.
From Game of...
No, I don't think that's what he was talking about.
Oh, I thought he was.
That was the episode before. He was talking about what she really put in the work for, which is part of the story, but we don't want to spoil it.
It's from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, yeah, but the week before... All right, so hold on. Let me back it up. He's referencing what just happened at the Battle of Winterfell, but what... other people might be taking is that Arya finally got a little action. And it
that's exactly what I thought it was from.
Nah. He was talking about the work she actually put in, which was like, whatever. We'll spoil
it. We can't talk about it because it'll be a spoiler, right?
Yeah, yeah. But back a week before that, Arya finally got a little action and people weirded out because we've seen her grow up in the show, right? From like the age of like 13, but now she's 19 or 18 or whatever. We got weird fast.
Well, basically, he's a Game of Thrones fan, so there it was. Cardi B, also very entertaining last night at the BBMAs. What she did backstage in the dressing room, a picture of her on the red carpet went viral where she's basically holding her leg up in the air and fans like pointed out, they're like, whoa, she's showing off more than she realized. Mm-hmm. Well, Cardi went on Instagram, as she does, and basically to prove fans wrong, and she gave them, you know, a little lesson in anatomy.
Y'all going around showing this picture, now y'all photoshopping it even more, like, oh, Cardi, first of all, that ain't my right here. This is where I birthed my daughter from. That's just my you know when you got a fat ass? That is fat right there. This part right here, this is the part that gives the comfort.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Wow.
Is this a TMI even for Cardi?
Wow.
I didn't think this report could get weirder. Personally, with Drake and Ari Stark. I would put Cardi up there with the most like succinct, specific, and no retakes, first one shot like wrestling ranters. Like, I'd put her against anybody in the WWE to come out and just nail it one take. Boom, I gotta go.
Fantastic. And whenever she retires from music, she can definitely be a very interesting anatomy professor at a university somewhere.
Okay, someone pitch that show right now.
Yes.
So good. So my highlight last night from the red carpet was I actually got to talk to Maluma, very vocal.
You love him, Chelsea.
I love him.
Absolutely.
I have a
love
bit of a
the
crush
Colombiano.
On him.
Mm-hmm.
He's so sweet, so charming. He even like walked up to me when we were up to the interview. He gave me a hug and he like stood really close to me and my videographer's like, oh no, I need you to like step away and you know, there's your mark you have to stand on. And he's like, oh, but why? I wanted to be really close to Chelsea. And I was like, ah, swoon.
So what happened? Did you keep him close?
He had to move.
He looks like a guy who smells wonderful.
He smells amazing. Oh, I said this before. He smells so good. He always looks so good. He's really, really charming. He's a great hugger.
Yeah.
That's important, you know? Well, anyways.
Chelsea, was his girlfriend on the red carpet with him or
okay,
not?
Let's... no, she wasn't. Okay. So maybe things are rocky, you know? Maybe.
Wow.
It's not looking good for them, is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
You know? I was dying to ask him about the whole... So basically in the music video with him and Madonna, their new collab, mm-hmm. the name of the song. I'm not going to say it because I always mess it up. But it's a great song. But in the music video, Madonna licks his toe.
That's creepy.
And so I asked him about it, and here's what he had to say. So what is it like to have Madonna, an icon, lick your toes?
Not everyone could say that Madonna licked their toes. So that was amazing. That was an amazing experience being there. She told me. She asked me. She was like, oh, do you have a problem if I do this? And I was like, let's do it. I don't care. And then she did it, and I was like, kind of weird, like this, the first time. But then I don't really care.
Do you like having your toes licked in general?
Well, after that I started liking it. Nice. You know, like
we're both blushing. I feel like right now.
Wow, Chels, yeah. Get it, girl.
I mean, did I say that I didn't think it'd get weirder? It just did. We went from Aria start putting in work.
I know.
To Maluma getting his toes licked and Cardi giving us an.
You guys, I kept the best stories for 7:50. Come on.
Fantastic. Hey, was that Chelsea singing on the red carpet to Maluma? Awesome, man. Shout out to him. Great performance along with Madonna, an icon right there. So thank you, Chelsea. Great job on the red carpet. Check out videos on our Instagram stories and up on our Instagram feed at 97.1 Amp Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Shout out to Halsey crushing it last night at the Billboard Music Awards solo and with BTS, man. She's so, so good. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio. One of our favorite things to do, and the reason why we do this is when we get to have interaction with you via a text line or in person or on the phone line at 877-971-HITS. And we got a request this morning from our listener in the 626, and we're going to call her and surprise her right now. Hopefully she answers. There it is.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi. My name is Carmen. I'm from El Monte.
Carmen from El Monte. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea from Amp Radio.
Yes. Hi. Good morning.
We saw your text come through right now, and we're like, we would love for you to join us at our Cinco de Mayo fiesta tomorrow at the Guadalajara Grill in Baldwin Park, especially because of the reason that you gave us that you want to celebrate, if you don't mind sharing with everybody else that's listening.
Yes, yes. My sister has gone through, this is kind of weird. Like, she went to the, she felt something on her tongue, and she just thought it was a regular sore. And then, so she went to the dentist, and the dentist told her to go to the oral surgeon. The oral surgeon did a biopsy. I mean, they started taking all these pictures, and it turned out to be cancer. Oh, and nice. She had a 10-hour surgery, and she had an MRI, and they said she's cancer-free.
Yeah, there we go.
That's awesome.
There we go. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. What is your sister's name?
My sister's name is Blanca Gonzalez.
We would love to meet her and you and anybody else that you want to bring. Be our VIP guests, and we're going to celebrate the fact that she beat cancer.
That's right. There we go.
Yes. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And I'm sorry those difficult moments you all had to go through, but you know, you guys came out strong and she beat cancer, and now it's time to celebrate and enjoy life to the fullest.
Yes, for sure. It was very difficult, but thank God, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It puts everything in perspective. I know with my brother, the colon cancer stuff is like, you know, seeing, realizing that life can be a little more fragile than we sometimes think. And you know what? What better reason to party at 6 a.m. on a Friday?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I know. I know. I've heard about you. You know, you talk about your brother, you know, having colon cancer. And I'm like, oh, my God. You know, you have a family member or somebody that you know really close and you're close to them, you really know what the struggles go through, because a lot of people just think, oh, you know, this, but they don't know until they've gone through it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for sharing your story and your family story with us this morning. Can't wait to hang out with you guys and give you guys a big hug. Orale?
We'll see you guys tomorrow then. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hang tight. We'll get you all the details off the air. Love you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Love you guys. You guys are the best.
Oh, thank you. That's such a huge blessing for us. Those of you listening, man, that something as simple as inviting you to one of our events can bring so much joy to you. And just know that we're here for you. And when you text in, when you call in, we're here. We're going to pick up. Again, we're not that famous at all. Tons of time to hang out and talk to you guys. That's why we want to hang out with you tomorrow. Everybody's invited to the Guadalajara Grill in Baldwin Park. We're doing a show live from 6 to 10 in the morning.
In fact, on the text line, 877-971-HITS, we have like a little sideshow going. If you read some of the things you guys text in are hilarious. I got reminded today to let y'all all know, Cinco de Mayo is not Mexican Independence Day.
Yes.
Thank you, 626.
Thank you so much for clearing that up.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1
Amp Radio. 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning. Happy day for Friday. Jonas Brothers crushed it last night.
I'm a sucker for you.
And their performance, that was real good. We'll get more details from the Billboard Music Awards coming up around 8:50 with Chelsea, who's live from Vegas right now. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
All right, we got a really fun game we're about to play right now for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the advanced screening of Pokemon Detective Pikachu by playing a little game that we like to call the Name That Song Game Remix Edition, where you got to name the name of the song based only off of the lyrics, not the beat. Don't let the beat sway your answer. For example,
we go together.
That's a Dre beat, but it's Sucker. The answer would be Sucker on that one, right? Let's meet our contestant this morning. We have Rita from West Hollywood. Good morning.
Good morning.
Rita, you think you got this? You're not going to get swayed by the beat?
No, it's going to be hard, but I'm going to focus in and really try. So hopefully.
You just got to get 2 out of 3 correct and you win. And if you don't win, Elizabeth from Pomona is also on the line and she's automatically going to win your tickets by doing nothing.
Just by hanging out.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, it's on. I got this.
Elizabeth, what do you want to say to Rita, who's about to be the contestant?
Good morning. I hope you don't win. I'm sorry. How you got tickets?
Oh, that's so funny.
That was the sweetest heckle ever. I apologize for saying this, but I really, 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 really hope you don't win. I need them. Bye.
I like it. You know when somebody starts off like, hey, don't take this the wrong way, but. All right, here we go. Rita, here we go. Elizabeth, hang tight, okay? All right, Rita, the first one for you is this one. What is the name of the song based only on the lyrics?
You got this.
Rita, what's the name of this song based on the lyrics only?
I know y'all trying to throw me off with Mi Gente, but it's really Thank You Next.
Thank you!
Yes, look at you naming both of them.
Yeah, she said you trying to throw me off with Mi Gente right there. All right.
Yo, we got some doozies coming up. Don't get too cocky in there.
All right,
Okay.
We got 2 left. You only got to get 1 correct based only off of the lyrics. What's the name of this song? Do not get swayed by the beat. Rita, what's the name of the song based on the lyrics only?
So, I think this is the name of it. Is it Bad Guy?
That is
got it!
Yes, you did!
Yes! Yes!
Okay. Oh my gosh!
Good job.
Oh, wow. And that's new music right there.
Yeah, Billie Eilish.
Rita, wow! You crushed it. Congratulations, Rita. What do you want to say to Elizabeth, who did not get your tickets?
I actually want to give her 2 of them because I'm going with my niece, and the other 2 she can have if she really wants them because she's so sweet about it.
You are so kind.
All of our jaws just dropped because we've never seen something like this. This is amazing. Our listeners are awesome, man.
You guys are way nicer people
than me. And you know what? Because of this love fest right now, we're also going to throw some more tickets to check out my boy, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, you guys both. Guest list. This weekend, North Hollywood Comedy Festival. We got Damon Wayans Jr. I got my show Friday night, 8:30. Come through North Hollywood. You'll both be on the guest list. Man, this is just too much right now.
So, Elizabeth, Rita, you both win.
Yay.
Elizabeth, what do you want to say to Rita, who just hooked you up?
Oh, my God. Thank you. You're so sweet. You were so kind about it.
She's going to take everything back that I just said about you not winning.
I'm trying to find something like sarcastic and negative to say just so we bring this show back to Earth, but I can't.
You know, on top of that, we want you both at our Cinco de Mayo fiesta tomorrow as well.
Wow, we're giving everything away.
Everything must go. Fire sale.
You guys want money?
Slash prices.
No, we don't got money, Dad. That's a different show. Oh, no, we do. We got $1,000 every hour.
Oh.
Stay tuned for that. All right, so hang tight, guys. We'll get you all the details. Elizabeth and Rita, love you.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Happy day before Friday. We have another $1,000 waiting for you coming up at 9:10 this morning with Instagram. Giving away 10K a day, 7A to 5P. Good luck.
The Chelsea Report.
Last night at the Billboard Music Awards, Mariah Carey was awarded the Icon Award, which is the biggest honor of the night. She performed a ton of her hits, and honestly, I was in the audience. It was one of the best moments of the show. She crushed it. Everyone was just dancing, singing along, and having the best time.
I was really impressed. Wow.
Get those so notes, good. Girl.
I mean, it's nice to see her, like, knock that performance out because I kind of thought we'd seen the end of Mariah Carey live after that New Year's Eve meltdown where her mic wasn't working and, like, the backing track was off and her earpiece, and she was kind of throwing a tantrum, didn't seem ready. So it's nice to see, like, oh, she still got it.
She forgot words to her own songs and stuff like that.
And she looked amazing. But I will say, which I thought was super interesting, she was reading all the lyrics off her for her songs off a teleprompter.
So it's like, basically, karaoke?
Yes. It was just...
was there a little ball bouncing? Was there a ball bouncing on top of...
The background was just like one of those weird like mixes of animals running around that you see at a karaoke bar.
Pretty
like,
much. Well, it's funny too.
Out of Koreatown?
Like right.
She's performed these songs so many times, it's just crazy to me that she doesn't remember them, you know?
Yeah.
But anyways, this is a cool moment. Her 8-year-old twins were also sitting in the front row singing along, which is just kind of a sweet moment.
That was so sweet. I know you were there present and you're still in Vegas, Chelsea, but looking at a TV, her kids dancing along and singing the lyrics to her songs was so cool to see, man. Like just... They're just like vibing out with her.
Yeah. Another amazing performance from last night. Man, the Jonas Brothers killed it. It was cool. They started out their performance first with solo hits. So it was Nick performed Jealous. And then Joe joined him on stage and performed Cake by the Ocean. So this is like their solo stuff they did before coming back together. And then they went into obviously their hit song now, Sucker.
And then Kevin performed?
Real Estate Convention.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, they really did crush it, though, man.
It was so good.
Oh, Chelsea, side note. What? Yesterday, thanks to the Jonas Brothers, the fact that they are launching their new tour, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They actually, thanks to them, we got to play with puppies yesterday in studio. You were out.
It's amazing.
And they brought us gifts.
What?
They got you Lululemon.
Oh, man.
And they may or may not have brought you a bottle of rosé that we confiscated.
Yo.
But it was weird, Chelsea, because the bottle of rosé came like half empty. It was really weird.
You're such a liar.
Yeah, just FYI.
Dang it.
They were all from Vanderpump Dogs.
Yeah.
So if you're a Vanderpump Rules fan or a Real Housewives fan, you know Vanderpump Dogs. They came with blinged out collars.
Good so for cute. Them. That's great. Good stuff. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. Keep your hands off my Lululemon, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Brian.
Looking at you, Edgar.
No, I actually wore the pants and drank the rosé at the same time.
By the way, I'll take that as a compliment, thinking I can fit into those pants.
They're very stretchy, man.
Gracias.
Speaking of the Jonas Brothers, this is pretty great. Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner, they've been engaged, but last night they tied the knot in Las Vegas. They had they went to a local wedding chapel. Diplo was there. He basically went live on Instagram story and showed the couple reciting their vows in front of the Elvis impersonator that was marrying them. Here's some audio from that.
Hi, Joseph. Thank you, Sophie.
Thank you, Sophie.
To be my wedding wife. With this ring, I do will.
I'm so thankful.
Take you, Joseph.
To be my wedded husband.
You make yourself right.
First of all, congratulations.
Yeah,
second, do you think they planned this or literally it was like the end of the Billboard Music Awards, they're feeling super hype and they're like, let's just go get married?
I think that they were feeling hyped and probably had a couple drinks and were they strike me as a couple that would be that way. They're just fun, easygoing. I'm sure Nick and Kevin were there. I didn't see them. And I saw random people like Khalid was there and then Dan and Shay were there singing Speechless, their like romantic wedding song. They were like performing for them. So I literally feel like they were all like drinking afterwards and they were like, yeah, let's go get married. Who wants to come? Dan and Shay, sing your song. I feel like it was literally impromptu.
It makes all the sense in the world.
Really?
Because they just went through Nick and Priyanka Chopra's 15 weddings in India.
Oh, yeah.
That family is weddinged out, man.
Yeah, they're tapped out.
They had like a Bollywood dance. So go get married in Vegas. Let's not make this a to-do.
You know, because usually the parents would be upset. Their parents are probably like, you know what?
Thank
We're actually
God.
Okay with this.
Saved us the plane tickets, man. We're still paying that first one off.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea. Great job from the red carpet. Check out videos on our social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Speaking about the red carpet, we sent our two street promo dudes, the Amp Hype Bros, Joe Wow and Dan Wow, to Vegas with three different challenges, crowd surfing over BTS fans, and then also become groomsmen at a random couple's wedding. And it all started off really bad yesterday because they missed their flight to Vegas and ended up in Oakland.
Hi, bros, what happened?
We missed our flight. Like, literally missed the flight.
We missed our flight.
If you guys want to see this right here, we're going to go to Oakland first.
We're rebooking our flight.
So we're going to go hike up Oakland, and then we're going to go to Vegas.
How does this happen? One of them works for TSA at LAX. We'll get all the details coming up next. They're running late to the studio because they're legit still drunk.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Yo, man. Congrats to Joe Jonas and his girl Sophie getting married last night. I feel like she was like, after they performed, they're like, are you really a sucker for me? Then prove it. You'll get married with me tonight at a chapel here in Vegas. And he's like, let's roll.
I mean, I feel like right now, they're both those folks, like both Sophie and they're all so famous right now with Game of Thrones and stuff. Yeah, I feel like a Vegas wedding just makes sense where they're like, oh, let's just get this done, man. We're going to have like a big hoopla, you know, all the paparazzi there. Let's just have Diplo in it.
Congratulations. There you go, man. Thank you for giving us another day to do what we love. A Dopest Moment Award going out to Patsy from Corona. Earlier this morning, she won VIP passes to come party with us tomorrow at our live show, Cinco de Mayo Fiesta at the Guadalajara Grill in Baldwin Park. And it's pretty interesting what she had to say. Patsy, you do know it's in the morning. So what are you going to ditch to come party with us and have some menudo, tamales, enchiladas, fajitas, carnitas, and some Mexican bread?
Probably ditch the kids taking to school and then
she drop them off way early. You're like, Mom, it's 5:30 in the morning. See ya. Gotta go get some breakfast.
I'm teaching you a lesson here, kids. You gotta be prepared for school. You gotta get here early and, you know, mentally prepare yourself. Patsy, you gotta at least bring some Tupperware and take some food for to go for the kids, all
right? Oh, that's right. I have the Wobble Grill Tupperware already ready to go.
Oh, she's ready. Yo, ditching the kids to come party with us. By the way, I want to make something clear. All of you listening right now are invited. You're all welcome. It's a free situation. Cinco de Mayo Fiesta at Guadalajara Grill in Baldwin Park. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. first come, first serve. But we do have VIP passes that guarantees you seating and unlimited food from the buffet. And you know what? I got three packs that I got to give out right now. First three callers, you get hooked up with VIP passes at 877-971-HITS. Alfred Robles, the comedian, is going to be hanging out with us tomorrow. We're going to be giving out Ariana Grande concert tickets. And Chelsea and Brian are going to try Menudo for the first time.
I can't wait. I wish I knew kind of what it was.
No.
You won't even give me any hint at all.
You got to go in blind on this.
You got to promise us that you're not going to Google Menudo.
That's tough for me. I don't like to put things in my mouth that I don't know what they are.
Nice.
You're going to enjoy it. Menudo's really, really good.
That's her safety plan at Coachella every time.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, guys. We got a dopest announcement right now. SDCCU Marathon going down this week in Brian and Chelsea. What a great way to spend Cinco de Mayo weekend. I can't think of a better way than running a marathon.
Well, no. That's well, one, awesome. I'm running the half marathon. And also, yeah, it's a great way because then you'll be guilt-free gorging yourself at all the carne asada barbecues, everything you're going to be at later on. So you can come. Look, you don't even have to. If you run it, great, you'll see me. If you're along the sideline down at the OC Marathon, you'll see a 6'4 white dude. It looks like you need to put me out of my misery when I'm running, but I will make it. I will trudge through 13.2 miles.
And nice. I will not be running. I will be the moral support hype girl, and I'll be at the Amp truck, and I believe, I'm looking at the map right now, I think it's at the corner of Irvine and University Drive.
Nice.
So I'll see you there.
This
I'll be
Sunday,
handing out waters.
What time do you guys have to show up Sunday after partying at our Cinco de Mayo weekend?
6 a.m.
Yeah, I gotta be at the beginning. I gotta be like ready to roll at 6. I gotta be down there doing like jumping jacks and shadow boxing and, you know.
And Chelsea will be cheering you on, bro. Right, Chelsea?
Wearing yoga pants, no makeup, but I'll be hanging out.
Look, yeah, you better be there. Mimosa's at the finish line, SDCCOC Marathon.
Awesome, man. Yessie Ortiz coming up next, taking over your radio. Another shot at winning $1,000 coming your way at 10:10 this morning.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.